paragraph Lamed Zayin. V'zeh b'chinas kriyas ha-toyra b'tzibur b'chol yoyim sheyesh bo toisves kedusha. Now we'll understand also why the law tells us that every single day when there's additional holiness, we read the Torah. We read the Torah publicly. Shem Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, Chol HaMoed, Yom Kippur, Shabbos. V'zeh b'chinas ha-chilukim shel mispar ha-kruim sheyesh bayomim shekorim b'hem. And now you'll be able to understand the different numbers of people that we invite to the Torah on each one of these days. Kamei shekosu b'mishnah, as it says in a Mishnah in Masecht HaMegillah, b'sheni v'chamishi koirin shloisha. On Monday and Thursday, we invite three people to the Torah. B'Rosh Chodesh v'Chol HaMoed arba. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, we call up four people. B'yontov, on the basic holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, we call five people. B'yom HaKippurim, shisha. On Yom Kippur, six people. B'Shabbos, shiva. On Shabbos, we call seven people up to the Torah. Ki b'chol yoyim sheyesh boi toisves kedusha, oile boi hatfila b'yoyser, kemavur b'kavonis b'kasi Arizal. Because the Arizal tells us, each and every single day that has a higher level of holiness, our prayers go up to a higher level of completion, perfection. Shebchol yomim elu oila hatfila yoyser kefi toisves kedusha sayoim. On each one of these days, the tefillah reaches up to a higher level based on the holiness of the day. V'alkein koyrim b'em batoira. And this is why it's so important to read the Torah on those days. Ki ikar alias hatfila hu kishoisen mi toira tefila. Because as we learned before, the most powerful prayer is when you make Torah into prayer. When you take Torah and make tefillah from it. When you combine these two, when you attach these two. V'alkein koirin batoira b'shas hatfila. And this is why we read the Torah in middle of praying. We mentioned this before. Person would look at this and say, this is ridiculous. The Jews are always doing crazy things. Make up your mind. You're praying, pray. You're learning, learn. In middle of praying, they open the Heichal, they take out the Torah and the what are you doing here? In middle of, why, what is one? The answer is that these two go together. It's not two separate things. What makes our prayer effective is its connection to Torah. The fact that we're learning Torah, and the Torah teaches us what to pray for and how to pray. And our main prayer is to fulfill the Torah. That's what our whole praying is all about. V'sein b'libeinu bino lohoven. Give us the understanding to understand the Torah, to study. That's the most important item that we're praying for. Kedei lahamshich ha-tefillah me'atorah. To be able to draw our tefillah from the Torah itself. Shezeh ikar aliyosa. That's the main elevation of tefillah. That's the main perfection of tefillah. Its connection to Torah. Ve'ikar shleimus aliyas ha-tefillah betachlis hu b'shabbos. And we know that the day on which our prayers reach the highest level of perfection and completion is on Shabbos. Shehu kodosh mikol hayomim vazmanim. Shabbos is holier than all the other days. We know that the penalty for violating the holidays, for Yom Kippur, is kores. Shabbos is skila, death penalty, which is the most severe penalty. So even though in some ways we look at Yom Kippur as being more important than Shabbos, on a certain technical level, Shabbos is higher above Yom Kippur, above everything. The penalty for violating Shabbos is a much stricter one. We know that there are four levels of death penalty in the Gemara, in the Torah. Skila, Sreifa, Herik, Henik. Death by stoning, death by swallowing hot lead, death by having his head cut off, death by choking. The strictest one is Skila. And the penalty for violating Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos, if a person does it intentionally, with witnesses, with being warned properly, the penalty is Skila, which is the most severe penalty. V'alkein oz koirim batoira b'yosim mikol hayomim. That's why on Shabbos, we call up more people to the Torah than on any other day. Ki oz koirim kol hashiva kruim. Shabbos is the one day when we call all seven players. Lahavdil, in baseball, you got a first, second, third, shortstop, outfield, a full court. That's on Shabbos. Shehu tachlis shleimus kriyas ha-toira. That's the highest level of completion of Torah reading. That's a full set. שיידי זה אוילה התפילה בתכלס בתכלס ועליה. And that's what makes our prayer go up to the highest, highest places, to the, only to the places that it can reach only on Shabbos. כי שלמוס התוירה והתפילה הוא על ידי השיברויים. Because we know that the perfection of Torah and Tefillah comes about through our seven shepherds, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David, the seven leaders of Klal Yisrael. Shehem b'chinas ha-shiva kruim b'Shabbos kedua. They correspond to the seven aliyot that we have on Shabbos. וכל זמן שאין זריך להמשיך קדוש אז כל השברויים כנל, עדיין אין עליאס התפילה בתכלס השלמוס. And so long as a person isn't connecting with all seven tzaddikim, with all seven of them, his tefillah is not yet 100% b'shleimus. It's not perfect. It's not complete. Ki David hu b'china shleimus ha-tefillah. Because we know, even though every one of those rabbis was great, the one who reached the highest level of tefillah was David HaMelech, King David, the Sefer Tehillim, the one who wrote the book of Tehillim. He's Shleimus HaTfilah, V'hu HaShvi Me'ashiv HaRoyim. He is number seven of the seven shepherds. V'al Kein Iker Shleimus Aliyas HaTfilah Hu B'Shabbos, Shekoyim Bo Shiva Kruim. And this is why the highest level of tefillah that a Jew achieves is on Shabbos, when we call up all seven shepherds, all seven Aliyas. V'al Kein Oz B'Shabbos Hu Bitol Melocha Legamri. This is why on Shabbos, we're able to do away with work completely. We don't have to work at all. Zero work. Aval b'yontif v'chol ha-moed, whereas on holidays, on chol ha-moed, she'ein koyrim bo shiva, where we don't call seven people up to the Torah, al kein ein aliyas ha-tfila b'shleimus kol kach. Therefore, the elevation of the tefillah is not as much as on Shabbos. Rak kifi toisvis kedusha, only based on the additional kedusha shekamoy kein hema mispar shel korban Torah, which is measured, which is reflected in the number of people that are being called up to the Torah. Ukemoy kein zoichen lahamshich kedusha satfila, as we learned earlier, according to the level of shleimus hatorah, that's what guides your shleimus hatfila. Dehainu la'asais me'atorah tefila shezei ikra aliyos ganal, by being able to make the Torah into tefila, which is the main aliyah of tefila. Al kein ein kol hamalochos nisbatlanos. That's why all work does not disappear on the holidays or on chol ha-moed. Machmash adayin ein aliyas hatfila betachlis hashlemus. Because the success of the tefila, the aliyah of the tefila, is not yet 100%. Veze she'omru shom hatam shel ha-koyrim b'Torah mishum bitul malacha. Now you'll understand what the Mishnah says. The Gemara asks over there, why is it that we call up, you know, so many people to the Torah this day? Some, the Gemara says, because of Bitul Malacha. It's based on days that people are not working. Shebiyoyim sheyesh bo isur ali asiyas malacha biyoyser, koyrim batoyra mispar gavri biyoyser. On days when work is more forbidden, those days we call up more people to the Torah. Hainu kanal. Rav Nosnel says this fits beautifully with what we explained earlier. Ki isur malocha b'shabbos v'yontiv hu kefi aliyas hatfila b'shleimus. Because the concept of not doing any work at all on Shabbos or holidays is based on perfection of tefillah. When a person's tefillah is perfect, he doesn't need to work. Hashem will give him everything he needs without him doing any work. So on those days when we achieve a higher level of tefillah, there's less need to, less work. And correspondingly, you have the number of people that we're inviting to the Torah. Ki Torah u'tefillah tluyim zeh bazeh, because Torah and tefillah are dependent on each other. U'beyoyim she'ein aliyas hatefillah b'shleimus, gam ha-Torah ein l'shleimus kol kach. Whereas on those days when the tefillah is not 100%, then the Torah is also not 100%. Rak sheho ikor ma'ashonu tzrichem achshuv l'siyageya hu lahalois ha-tefillah min ha-filos ha-vizalzula. However, Rav Nosnazal tells us, for us, nowadays, what should our main focus be on? Our main focus has to be on elevating the tefillah, lifting up the tefillah from its fallen state. Ki ikar hapegam noigea batfila shubchinas malchus sheshom magiim kol hapegomim veshom kol atikunim. Because the main pegam, when we talk about the holiness being attacked and being defective, the main place where that's reflected is in the malchus, the lowest level. When you're playing football and you want to bring the other guy down, how do you bring him down? You tackle him by his feet. When the Tumah, when the forces of Tumah and Sitrachra want to bring down the Kedusha, they attack from the feet, they attack from the bottom, from the lowest level, which is Malchus, which is Emunah, which is Tefillah. So therefore, the Tefillah is what needs the greatest degree of strengthening. Alkein b'nei Adam mezalzlin b'tefillah daika k'mo shomer hazal. This is why the Gemara says that many people, even Jews, even religious Jews, they don't give the proper respect to tefillah. They're mezalzel in it. Like the Gemara says, Elu dvorim hoim dim berumay shel olam, that it's among the most important things, ubnei adam mezalzelim bo, and yet people insult it. Uma nihu, what is it? Tefillah. Vezeh shomarnu lemala, and this is why we learned earlier, shebiyontif muter melech esoichel nefesh, that on the holidays, you're allowed to do the work that's related to food preparation. Because the tefillah, even though it's elevated to a degree on holidays, but it's not all the way up like on Shabbos. It's not perfect like on Shabbos. And the main deficiency, when there's a lack of holiness, it's reflected most in the tefillah. Because the pigam, the insult, the degradation doesn't show itself that much related to Torah. Most people respect Torah. Knowledge is something they respect. They enjoy learning. Praying, if you walk into most synagogues, unfortunately, it's sad to say, when it comes to praying, many people are weak in that. They don't take it so seriously. They'll talk in the middle of praying or all kinds of stuff. This is why on the holidays, we do work. We cook, we bake, we do melech avoichel nefesh in order to complete that which is lacking in the tefillah. That which is deficient, it's defective, we're looking to be mevaret and to elevate it. Ki kefi habirur shetzrichen adayin al yodeinu, kemoy kein tzrichen adayin eiz asiyas melocha kanal. Because to the degree that we still are obligated to refine and improve the Kedusha, to that degree we are still obligated to work. We have to go to work, we have to do work, we have to do melocha. Our melocha is only when the Kedusha is not 100%, when there's something lacking there. V'zeh shomarnu lemala, this is why we learned earlier, shebiyontif ikar toysef esakdusha bebechinas toira, that on the holidays, the fact that this day is a holier day than a regular day, it's holier regarding Torah. Aval bechinas tefila, tzrichen anachnu adayin levar lahalis. But regarding the tikkun atfila, we still have what to fix. We still have what to elevate on the holidays. Ki afal pi shebe'emes, toiru tefillah shneim tluim zebozeh, because even though in reality, Torah and tefillah are dependent on each other, they're connected, u'kishe'en ha'tefillah adayin b'shleimus ha'gomor, b'vaday gam ha'toira adayin b'shleimus ha'gomor, and therefore when there's something lacking in tefillah, there's usually something lacking also in Torah, however, still, since the deficiency is reflected and felt more in tefillah than in Torah, therefore, on the holidays, even though there is a lot of holiness there, there's a lot of spirituality there, it's just that it's not 100% like on Shabbos. Therefore, in the Torah, you don't see the lacking, the deficiency, the defectiveness that much. That's why on holidays, you are permitted to do some work. the work that's directly related to food preparation. Aval bimei achol, whereas during the regular weekdays, when it's not holiday, oz noigea hachisoren gam batoira, then there's even a bigger deficiency. Then the deficiency is reflected even in the Torah. Then it's even felt in the Torah. Utzrichin yegia gedoila levarer ulahalois hakedusha shel b'chinas Torah utfila. Therefore, during the regular weekdays, we need more work, more effort on our part in order to fill in that which is lacking both in Torah and tefila. Alkein oz yeshpen kol halametes malachos. That's why during the weekdays, we're involved in all kinds of work. All work is permitted. All 39 acts of work. Ulehefech b'Shabbos Kodesh, whereas on Shabbos, she'oz oila ha'toira v'tfila b'tachlis ha'shleimus. On Shabbos, when Torah and Tfila reach their highest point of completion, alkein kol ha'malochos b'telos b'legamri kanal. Therefore, all work is out. There is no work at all on Shabbos, because work is in order to fill a need, to fill something that's lacking. On Shabbos, there is nothing lacking. Both Torah and Tefillah are complete. They're betachlis hashlemus. Baruch Hashem.